Boker Tov, everyone. Chavdalad Maches, Vanu holding in Siman Yud Zayin Alach Ches. Now we're going to be beginning Siman Yud Ches all the way to Siv Beis. Here we go. We learn in Siv Ches that a person, when he's finishing Shema, and he says, Ani Hashem lo yikeichem, he should say right away, Emet. Ani Hashem lo yikeichem, Emet. Emes. So he should not have an interruption between Hashem lo yikeichem and Emes. We learned that based on the pasuk. Now, even the shliach tzibur, he should say also MS, and then start and then repeat again, Hashem lekechem MS. The idea of these repetition of these last three words, Hashem lekechem MS, is in order for a person to be yotze the extra three words to be mashlim ramach evorim, meaning to say, each word gives chius, the Mishnah Berurah, the kabbalistic svarim, it gives spiritual and physical refuah to each limb that we recite. And since we only have 245 words in the Kriya and the Kriya and the Parshas Shema, so therefore we need three more words. So therefore we have Hashem Elokeichem Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes is the extra three words to make sure that we don't lose out on that chiyus. Ad kedekach, if someone is davening by yichidus, the halacha is that you start off before Shema. That means you're davening alone at home. You say Kel Melech Neman. That acts as the completion of the 248 by the Balatanya Siddur and other Paiskim, actually, like Sfaradim. They hold that you should, by yourself, repeat the words Hashem Elokechem Emes in order to have these 248. Next Seif, Seif Tes. If a person stopped, interrupted his Kriyat Shema, that means from Shema until Al Ha'oretz, which is the second paragraph, the end of the second paragraph, because both of them are derisa as opposed to the third Vayyema, which is the Rabbanan. And his interruption is because of Oinus, that means circumstances beyond his control. He had to go to the bathroom, he had stomach problems, etc. In such a case, if he waited, I mean, the delay and the interruption was the amount of time that takes him personally to say Kriyat Shema. That means every one of us should know how long it takes us to say Kriyat Shema. So this way, in such a case, we will know that if that time passes, you have to go back to the beginning of Kriyat Shema. So if you, a person already was here to Kriyat Shema, but he comes into shul, or you're learning, and suddenly the tzibur is saying Kriyat Shema, the halacha is you should read with him the entire Kriyat Shema, so you shouldn't look like you're not wanting and interested in being the Kabbal and the Chut Shemaim with your friends, part of being part of the tzibur. Not be pushed for the tibul. It's a power to that. However, if a person is going to daven afterwards, he didn't daven, he didn't say Kriyat Shema, he should have in mind that he's not yetzer because it's better to say Kriyat Shema with the brachas. The Kitzur teaches us that this applies also to Ashrei, to Aleinu, and to other piyutim. However, the Chashuch, the Piskashuvus, where the quotes are Chashuch and other Peskim, meaning is only when it comes to Shema and only the first pasuk with Baruch Shem, not the entire Shema. And also when it comes to Aleinu, when it comes to Moedim D'Rabbanan, and Yud Gimel Midas, that's a minhag to say it together with the Tzibur. Here we go, we're starting Siman Yud Ches, the laws of Shmoneser, which is the centerpiece, as Artzko beautifully writes, of our entire davening. So the mitzvah is saying, of saying Shmoneser Lechatchila, the best time is B'nei Tzacham, it's based on the Pasuk, Yira'uchem Shemesh. There's power, and the Chazal give us so many special blessings if you say, if you daven Shmoneser B'neitz. But the Eved, if a person needs to daven earlier, he could daven by a Mudah Shachar. Mudah Shachar is a major machlokas, generally speaking, is between 72 to 90 minutes before Nitz, but also depends on the time of year. What's the limit? The end time is the third of the day. This is all based on Mishnah, it's based on Pesach, based on Shechonah of the Ramah. You should not daven after Zman Tefillah, which is the third of the day. We had a machlokas exactly how to calculate that. But the Eved, the Kitzur says, even if it's been mazed purposely, a person delayed, he could daven shmoneh, I mean, he could daven shachas until chatzos. However, as the Kitzur himself writes, he loses out, which is really chazal on the poskim, he loses out on tzchat tefillah bizman, he only gets tzchat tefillah. So many times people do not know this, and they daven later this man tefillah. If you told them that you're going to make the difference between making $1 billion today or not, probably they would change. Even after Chatzos, if a person davened, that means he waited until after Chatzos, but maybe he can't even make it up. There's no Tashlumim. It's based on the Pasuk, Me'uvas Le'yuchal Iskoin, Chesron Le'yuchal Iman. It's the famous Pasuk quoted a few places in Shas. If a person was reshugging, then we're going to discuss how to do Tashlumim. When I was in Eretz Yisrael a few times ago, I was there to speak with some of the Gedolim, and they all agreed that if you know that people are davening after Chatzos, then not to be moiche, but if they are doing it out of ignorance, definitely kedai to go over and quietly explain to them that according to almost all the poskim, it's brachas levatala, And if it's kenai not to, which is a question of sometimes a person will not daven at all and needs chizuk, etc. So you have to do this with a tremendous ahavas Yisrael. Not only that, the poskim say that if a person knows he's going to daven at his man tefila, better to daven b'yichidus, it's better to daven with that thousand tefillin. The mashia on the plane, sometimes people are embarrassed to put in the thousand tefillin, but they're going to lose that in his man tefila, better to daven b'yichidus, even if you're sitting down, than to daven after zman tefila. We get to Se'iv Beis, and we prepare ourselves for this incredible Pugisha, our meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the King. So therefore, when you get to the words Te'ilah, Yislekel Elyon, you stand up, you prepare yourself, you remove every thoughts that are confusing you. You take three steps back, and then you wait until you get to Goel Yisrael, and you take three steps forward like you're stepping in front of the King. A person should not stop between Goel Yisrael and Shemoneh, as we started discussing this interesting question. You're not supposed to interrupt, even if a Kaddish and Kedusha and Bochu, it's such a powerful place to make sure that you have a connection between Geula and Tefillah. So you're davening Geula right now, and now you're going to Tefillah. You shouldn't interrupt. So therefore, even and now in Shabbos is a machlekes. So best, this is the best eitzah to get out of all the questions. Is to finish Goel Yisrael together with the Shliach Tzibur. Why? Because if you're going to finish before, there's a doubt, as we mentioned, about entering in another Maisa. At least the Ramah holds he could, and the Sfadim are more Machmir. So if you finish together with the Shliach Tzibur, you're not going to respond to Min. And the reason for that is because you're not allowed to answer Min for your own brachas. At night, by Arvis, it's much more lenient because the Geula, the interruption to Geula and Tefillah is not as strict. When it comes to Shmoneh Esrei, the minig is, of course, we say Hashem Sosai Tiftach in between Goel Yisrael and Tefillah and the Shmoneh Esrei because it's part of your Tefillah. Musaf and Mincha, as we know, you add the words Keshem Hashem Ekra. Kedai to know that when a person is stepping back three steps, if you have someone that's really davening Shmoneh Esrei behind you, don't step back. You don't have to step back. The Chelkas Yeshua says something beautiful when he said, Tehillah Yisrael, Kel Elyon, and preparing yourself, start thinking about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the fact, all the different preparation. Stay thoughts of I'm standing in front of the King. I am a little Bria Ktana coming and standing by the Pesach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What a lucky person I am. All these beautiful thoughts, start thinking about Tehillah Yisrael, and says, so you don't have an interruption, even 1 or 2 seconds, which the place can say, not have interruption, even not saying anything between Goel Yisrael and Shmoneh Esrei. Have a beautiful davening and beautiful day.